episode 1866. Are you listening to your gut?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and guess what? It is all about gut instincts. Are you listening to your gut? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. It's coming. It's coming. I promise it's coming. I'm so excited. Okay, so stay tuned here on the podcast and in the new revamped newsletter. No, the first issue has not gone out. So don't freak out if you're like, I signed up like umpteen years ago. It's okay. Take a big, deep breath. It hasn't been sent out yet. So I'm telling you, you're in the know. Just stay tuned here. Well, you know, your gut has many secrets to share, but most of the time, busyness drowns out the screams for help. Are you listening to your gut? Believe it or not, our bodies make noises. I know you're already thinking, well, you haven't heard my husband's. Okay, that's for another episode. We're not going to kiss and tell here. Some are good, yes. Others are warnings. And sometimes others are just what? They smell, right? Okay, if you're eating breakfast, I know, TMI, I'm so sorry. But we got to have a little bit of fun here. But unfortunately, we become too distracted in what the Western world deems as normal for health and well-being. As I began my health journey, I was drawn to the fact that more people were showing up in the pharmacy line instead of the farmer's market line. I just had all these questions. Why are we putting in more junk to cover up the junk we just put in? So I started the process of dissecting my body and the food that I ate. Now, understand that this has been a very, very long journey. I'm talking about 4+ decades, a long time. And it's one of those things where I'm like, is it ever going to end? In fact, I question God probably actually almost every other day. I kid you not. And I'm like, Lord, why do I have to go through this? Why can't I just be normal? And then I'm thinking, that was a really stupid question, because God has a sense of humor and he's looking down at you, girl, and he's telling you, you are so not normal. That's the problem. I made you to be you. And then I go on another tirade, and there I am, back to listening to my gut. And I'm like, this is unfair. I love food. Food hates me. I don't have a full factor. People look at me strangely. I go to the doctors. They run tests. Oh, you're normal. The only thing that might spike just a little bit that doesn't fall within the range would be my cholesterol. And guess what? That is genetic. And so it's not so far out there that they're really concerned about it. But they're like, you could watch it. I'm like, how much more can I watch it? I'm exercising 5 to 7 times a week. I run. I work out. I eat well. And they're like, okay, well, then you're doing what you need to do. Just keep it up. Otherwise, if we see a major change in a shift, we'll have to put you on medication. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going there. Okay, so that is my Reader's Digest short story of my life. And it all started in the womb. Yeah, blame it on my mom. I love you, Mom, but you know, it is all your fault. Just kidding. But we do go back to when I was born. There were a lot of problems that I had. And my mom didn't understand it. To this day, she still shakes her head. We have conversations about it. Normally, once a week for her. With God, it's every other day. With her, once a week. So not too bad. My mom gets let off the hook just a little bit. I don't want to be too, you know, direct with her. She did all she could do. And I definitely do not blame her one bit. It's just my weird makeup. Now, the crazy thing is she's got a weird makeup too. So now I've got like a double whammy, and it somewhat runs in the family, this genetic disposition that we have within specifically the women, but the men have it too. And as I began to really look back at the stuff that happened, all the way back to I can remember sitting in school as a little girl. When I say a little girl, I'm talking like kindergarten little girl, first grade little girl, second grade little girl, just a little girl. And it's all quiet. And you're taking a test. And all of a sudden, that's my stomach. I kid you not. And I would be sitting there with 20 plus other students around me, and I'm hitting my stomach to make it stop making the noise that it's making. And it wasn't for just like one little bloop. Oh no, it went on like a tiger's roar. And all I could do was just sit there. Well, the crazy thing is it continued and continued and continued. But every single time I went to the doctor, nobody ever asked me, oh, is everything fine? Yeah, everything was fine. To me, that was normal. I didn't know anything differently. And my body just continued to develop. And I watched things. I watched kind of how I ate. We ate okay. I mean, we weren't living it up by any means. Yes, we had processed food, but my mom cooked all the time. We didn't go out all the time. We didn't have a lot of money to go out. Going out was literally like a vacation for us. Seriously. Here nowadays, everybody just expects you to take a vacation, a family vacation every year, maybe two or three a year. And for us, a vacation was going out to eat. And it didn't happen very often. I couldn't blame it on the fast food because we didn't eat out very much. But I really started dissecting my body. And I wanted to know why my body would scream so loudly at times. And yet be quiet at other times. Are you listening to your gut? Because if you listen to your gut, it will tell you if you're doing well or if you're doing something that needs to be changed. And I'm not talking about losing weight here. That's not what I'm having this discussion about. Maybe we all could lose some more weight. Most of us probably could. But that's not what we're talking about here. It's literally about your body. What is it saying to you? This is all about fueling your body with nutrients that your body can use and recognize. And in order to do that, you got to listen with a keen ear. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Listen with a keen ear. Now, that listening involves sound, movement, and feeling. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to figure this out overnight. So you've got to be patient. Right now, the end of my story, there's no end. I'm still trying to figure some of it out. And there are days I wake up, and after a workout, I sit down and I just want to cry because I'm like, Lord, why? If I do this, my body's going to yell this way. If I do this, it's going to tell me this. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I have done a lot of things that have healed my body. Slowly. Am I 100% where it needs to be? No. Do I know if I ever will be? I don't know that answer. And some people are like, well, just go and get some tests run. I've run the test. Well, I haven't run the test. The docs have run the test. The thing is when they come back normal, what do you do? And when you know you're not normal, that's a problem. So you got to listen with a keen ear. Nobody knows your body better than you. I don't care what any test says. And I very much appreciate our medical professionals out there and the knowledge that science gives us. But I also know that we know what our bodies are telling us, but we have to pay attention. We have to have that keen ear and we have to learn to have it. We have to be alert to it. This didn't happen overnight for me. This is something I learned over decades. I mean, this has been literally a journey of my life. And I didn't know I was really on it until I hit a tornado. And then I started putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So my husband telling me I've fallen out of love and me on a health journey doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? But it all correlated together. It all came together all at the same time. It was a major life event, not just for me, but for the whole family. And so I'm still on that journey. It hasn't ended yet. I don't have all the answers. And I can't tell you if you will ever figure out all the answers. However, there's still hope, because you can learn to listen with a keen ear and begin to figure it out. So then as you go through things little bit by little bit, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, that makes sense. Oh, wait a minute. Now I understand this. A lot of people, coaches, nutritionists, registered dietitians, all those medical professionals out there, I have a high respect for them. But it's very difficult for them to figure out things when they're only looking at one thing, and that's science. What do the test results say? Maybe you don't fit into the norm. I've never fit into the norm. I'm always a problem child. And I say that with a smile. But that makes it a little more challenging. And unfortunately, I believe that there are a lot of us out there that are struggling and we just don't know what to do. We're at our wit's end. We're like, why does our body do this, whatever this is, fill in the blank. So I've got five questions for you that will really help you to listen with a keen ear. Number one, what do you hear after you eat? So when I eat something, and believe it or not, I can eat something very healthy, vegetables, certain vegetables, and all of a sudden, you hear my stomach go, and it sounds like this gurgling. And then the thing is I feel it too. It's the strangest thing ever. And I'm like, okay. Now, sometimes if I'm coming off of a cleanse, a fast, and when I fast, I don't eat anything. All I do is I drink my water. And that's great. I feel wonderful. Believe it or not, I feel better when I don't eat. Go figure. I have more energy when I don't eat. And people look at me and they're like, you are so weird. I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. Because otherwise I would be crying. Like really horrible tears. You know, that in the carpet cry that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to figure this out. No, I just look at people and say, thank you. I know it and I own it. But what do you hear after you eat? Is that something that's normal? Does it calm down? Does it ramp up? Is it like just the beginning? And then all of a sudden, you find yourself sitting in bed later that night and you hear this. It sounds like coyotes. I remember when my husband heard it for the very first time. He's like, do you hear those coyotes? And I looked at him and I said, that's my stomach. And he's like, oh, I knew it was close to me. And at that time, we were living out in a rural area. So it wasn't unusual for us to hear those noises. But no, it was literally right next to him. He's like, okay, they sounded a little bit too close for comfort. Yeah, it was because it was my stomach. So what do you hear after you eat? And then what happens as you go and progress throughout the evening? 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours later. Number two, what movement happens in your gut? For me, that gurgling, I can sometimes actually feel it, like bubbles. I'm like, oh my goodness. And no, I'm not the one who drinks soda, but there are times that I think there's a party happening in my stomach. And it's a big, huge, bubbly explosion. And it's bloop, 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 gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. And I'm like, come on, settle it down. Now, when my tummy is doing that, I know something's wrong. My gut's telling me, not so good. What did you do? What did you eat? And I have to go back through and think. I'm like, okay, wait, I had this. What was this? Did I put a different spice in? Did I do a different herb? Did I try something? What was it? What did I change? Because literally for my body, I've had to be that specific. It's crazy, I know. and it's frustrating as all get out. But it's who I am. Listen with a keen ear. What do you hear after you eat? What movement happens in your gut? Number three, how do you feel after you eat? I used to tell people all the time, and they, again, looked at me like I was crazy. But I'd be like, you know what? I can have a pop. Now, I was never one who would drink coffee. I'm not a coffee lover. I don't drink tea either. I'm really boring. I drink water right now. Now, growing up, it was mainly milk. I enjoyed orange juice when we had it. Lemonade, that type of a drink, or Kool-Aid was a treat. And then Truly Soda Pop was like the creme de la creme. That was our vacation, right? When we would go out, we would drink water, but every once in a while, we would be allowed to have a soda. And I didn't drink a lot of it. I didn't. Now, my dad, yeah, he did. I did not. My mom, no, not so much. In fact, to this day, she doesn't drink a whole lot. She drinks her coffee and her tea. And I'm trying to get her to drink more water. Mom, drink more water. But it's one of those things, right? It's just what I was growing up with. And so I drank milk and it wasn't a big deal. I drank water. Water was always fine. But when I got into college, I started, you know, I was working, so I had my own money. And so I would buy things a little bit more for the pleasure of having it. And so my splurge for our college special at Domino's was a small pizza and two Cokes. And that was two meals for me. And if I was really, really, really hungry and like I wanted to overdo it, I could eat the whole pizza. And I would just drink one Coke and save the other Coke for later. But that was my splurge when I had major studying time coming up. I had exams, whatever it was. And so I would get that and I'd be up and usually it was an all-nighter. And the thing is didn't matter how much drinks I drank of soda pop. It didn't affect me. I could fall asleep with no problem. Well, fast forward now, I can drink soda pop and I can still fall asleep. But you know what else I can do? If I have pasta, if I have something that is high in carbohydrates, within 15 to 20 minutes of being finished eating, I get a little drowsy. I get the crash and I crash faster than anything. I don't get this rush of, I've got energy and I'm ready to go and let's go. It's total opposite for me. And people look at me like, you're so weird. And I said, I know, thank you. How do you feel after you eat? Number four, what pattern is repeated? Is it established? Is it something that was a one-time weird thing? You know, if you only had the coyotes just visit you once every few months, you know, maybe it's a seasonal thing or a stress or anxiety. Maybe something in your life, something's happening and it's just your body's reaction. That can happen, okay? It doesn't have to be necessarily related directly to food. That's why it takes so long to figure this out. And in fact, just so you know, as I'm recording this episode, my stomach has now gurgled twice. Mm-hmm, just saying. That means what I had for dinner is not settling with me now. And I don't appreciate that, and neither does it, and it's letting me know. But as you begin to dissect this and listening with this keen ear that you're developing, you begin to notice a pattern. And you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. So like for me, I used to love pasta. Pasta was our go-to easy meal along with cereal. Those would be like my top two things. I love lasagna and pizza. And oh, yeah. Oh, just also good. And then cereal. I love cereal. I don't know why. I could have cereal for dinner. I could have cereal for breakfast. Actually, I never really had breakfast. Why? Because my stomach never liked it. Didn't matter if I ate it or didn't. It was making noise regardless. So why eat it? I didn't really want it. It didn't make me feel good one way or the other. So I began to notice these patterns. And so pasta to this day, I just don't do pasta because my body can't handle it. And when I do attempt to eat it, even if it's like, I kid you not, three bites, I can begin to tell a difference in my body. It's like, girl, you're pushing your luck here. and I get tired faster. And I began to find this pattern because it began to repeat itself. And I was like, okay. And then I noticed, wait a minute, this is more than well established. This is my body telling me this is not good for you. It's screaming out. Are you listening to your gut? And finally, number five, how are your bowels affected? Now, if you're eating, I apologize in advance. But you need to understand your bowels. I'm telling you right now, you need to be having a bowel movement once a day. I love you enough to tell you that. I was never told that. I didn't know that. Nobody ever asked me that. And guess what? I wasn't having them once a day. Not even once every 2 days. Not even once every 3 days. I'm going to stop there because already I know you're making faces at me and I don't like that. And I want you to come back tomorrow. So I'll spare it and you can hear the rest of the story later when you come into the AIM Academy because we're going to get down right knowing our bodies. Because you know what? God only gave us one body and we got to take care of them. So how are your bowels affected? Your bowels, they need to be working every day. And if not, when you go in for that next well checkup, then talk to your medical provider. Just let them know. Say, you know what? I was listening to this crazy girl on this podcast, and I just have a question. How often should I be having a bowel movement? You know, do your research. You don't have to immediately agree with what I'm saying. You have to know your body. Now, for some people, maybe every other day is fine. But again, you have to know your body. Most would agree that you should be going at least once a day. Even if you're fasting, you are getting rid of stuff in your body. Now, you're not going to have it like you would if you were actually eating. So it will taper off over time. Now, I'm here to tell you, I have never done a 40-day fast. I am considering one, but I have not done one. And so with that all being said, know and listen to your body. And I would really highly recommend that you learn your body first before you do something as radical as a long time fast. For what it's worth, you have one body, you got to take care of it. What do you hear after you eat? What movement happens in your gut? How do you feel after you eat? What pattern is repeated and is it established? How are your bowels affected? Now, this is just the beginning of understanding what food does for your body. It's just the beginning. And I know you're probably already frustrated with me because you want answers. I get it. But I've been doing this for decades and I don't have all the answers for my body. But I'm here to tell you that if I'm willing to work on myself for this long, I'm willing to help you too. Because I know what it's like. I've been there. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, just do this. And I'm like, you don't understand. I've tried that. I've tried that. I've tried that. I've tried that. None of it works. And they look at me like I am crazy. And there are times I shake my head and I'm like, okay, just maybe I am. Maybe I am. But you know what? I'm not. But what I am crazy about is learning how my body works and listening to my gut and what it's telling me. If it's screaming out because it's hurting, because it's not balanced, it's out of whack, my microbiome is like, whoa, girl, you got to get something in check here. Or maybe it's screaming out, I love this. You got it right this time. Either way, you got to listen with a keen ear. That takes time. It takes patience. And if you're struggling with this, I got you. I understand you. If you want to reach out and you're like, I just need someone to tell me that I'm not crazy, I get it. Reach out to me. Send me an email. Drop me a line. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. And if you really are in dire straits and you're like, okay, Christiane, I cannot wait 2 more blinks before the AIM Academy. I need some help now. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Now, understand this. This is a free gift. So I want to help you. It's my extension. It's one thing that God has said, you know, you need to do this. And so that is one thing I do offer, is a free coaching call with me. So you have to, though, take the first step. You know, your gut has many secrets to share, but are you listening to your gut? Are you really listening? Go out today, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.